I'm starting it like that.
Do it then.
All right, we've started. Hello. I'm Nick. This is Victor.
It's your boy, Glizzy Goblin.
It's Nico.
It's your boy, Sugar Daddy 123.
Dude, gamer tag.
Dr. Fisto Mom.
Okay.
Mr. Not ugly, but not cute.
These are my two best bros. We're starting a podcast. This is the first episode. This is how it's gone so far.
Yep.
Exactly. And Nico's girlfriend is joining us.
Yes, doing side commentary.
Hold on.
If
where's the camera?
Hear.
There it is.
The camera's right.
Dude, IHOP closed. What the f... I thought there were 24/7.
Rona.
Bro, let's talk about...
No. The one... Wait, did it close? You want to talk about my savings?
I do want to talk about
like, right now.
All
right,
let's talk about...
Hold on, I just want to say...
Okay.
I just want to do one real thing real quick. I got something planned for this.
Let's talk about how,
Here's some tips and tricks for podcasts.
Already, did you Google that? Was that the first website?
I did a little research, you know.
Oh, the second website?
A lot of YouTube videos.
The second website it gave you?
A lot of YouTube videos.
Did you press, like, the third O on Google?
I didn't use Google, like, it's YouTube. Well, it's the same thing. But... Don't stop talking!
Do you even watch the Joe Rogan podcast?
I don't watch the Joe Rogan podcast.
I watch
three other podcasts.
Oh.
I don't just not watch podcasts.
You know, an interesting one is you know who Joey Diaz is?
Do you know who Joey Diaz is?
He's a comedian.
I don't know who Joey Diaz is. Okay, anyways, don't stop talking.
Okay.
Don't allow holes because it don't sound good.
Holes?
Yeah, holes are just like when it's just a void of darkness and nothing is there.
Hello.
It's just very quiet and it makes you look at your phone because you think your phone died.
That makes sense. Where is your water?
Hey, do you think McDonald's...
It might be down. It was right there. It was where my mic was.
I think McDonald's is too unhealthy.
No.
Do you have any food out?
Oh,
yes,
hot Cheetos.
In the fridge? The hot Cheetos are downstairs.
No,
you know what? I have, Tairin Verdes.
You have what?
Tairin Verde.
I don't know what you just said, man.
Tairin Verde.
Tairin Verde.
Tairin Verde.
What the hell is that? Is that like chilaquiles?
It's pesto. Pesto.
Pesto?
Pesto noodles.
Pesto?
Yeah.
The lava dumps for me.
Like freshly or like did you get it from somewhere?
Oh, that was like 3 days ago.
3 day pesto, man.
I think
I don't
so.
Know about that, man.
It's the spicy finger in the coochie for me.
It's the spicy finger in the coochie for me.
Because we're talking about chips right now.
Like hot Cheetos?
Yeah, because.
You ever got fingered
we
after
chips
eating?
Chips for meals, like for no reason.
And then the spicy poops just really.
Oh,
yeah,
spicy poops just piled.
I had hot Cheetos with cheese and lemon last night, like soaked in lemon.
You've never had those?
I had it before.
This is your first Mexican.
No,
experience.
It wasn't my first time. It
okay.
was just my first time in a really long time.
Yeah.
And my asshole was
oh.
on fire.
Literally.
Dude! This is a little TMI.
Yeah.
I looked at the toilet, it was a little red.
You definitely bled out
You've
your
never
asshole.
Pooped red
no,
before?
It was Cheetos.
No,
hot
bled.
Cheetos.
No, tell me why, like, for no reason, we'll buy, like, family size bags and it'll last, like, an hour.
An hour?
Yeah, like,
no, they're slow.
Down fucking chips for no reason.
Okay, well, our tip number two
uh-huh.
is you can interrupt, but don't take the light away. That just means, like,
yeah.
don't go on a completely different topic.
I have to change the subject.
Yeah, because then, like, it's really annoying when someone starts talking about something and then someone interrupts them. And then we never get to hear that last person finish.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Okay.
This is a good one. Yes, ands are great, but okay, buts can be phenomenal. Don't be afraid to disagree with us.
Oh, yeah.
I think I disagree with most people.
You disagree with me all the time.
Definitely.
Oh, you agree with me!
I agree to
disagree. I don't disagree.
I agree to disagree.
Damn, fuck.
I agree to disagree.
You're not gonna oh wait.
You want some tiny tacos?
Wait, where was I? Oh, okay. If someone sneezes or coughs, don't acknowledge it.
Wait, what? Costco?
If someone sneezes or coughs, don't acknowledge it.
Just don't say bless you. Why? Yeah, it's kind of.
Well, no, because it's like okay. Well, if you say bless you, it's fine. I'm just gonna have to keep it in. It's gonna be. It's gonna sound like
can
shit.
We just be like, can we be like, bless you, sir?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna stop you, but if it's like a fat ass fart and no one wants to hear.
You know, but yeah. Like, but have you ever heard me sneeze? I sneeze like really fucking loud.
I sneeze super loud too. But I mean like if it's like astronomical, yeah, I can't take that out. But I'm talking about if like Radio was barking outside. Don't
like,
don't acknowledge it.
Really loud.
Yeah, bro, don't acknowledge it.
Bro,
I could just take it out.
Bro, they have a choose ice level on this on my drink.
What?
Choose ice level. This is some next level shit. Extra ice, light ice. No.
Okay. Don't be afraid to divert the subject. You can change the subject.
Yeah, diversify.
No, that's different. You can change the subject at any time.
Divertify.
I almost added cheese to my cheeseburger. Like that would have been.
So
like,
are we ever starting? Are we just gonna?
We already started.
Oh. So can I talk about Nick's savings?
Could you fucking wait a second?
Oh, we're going. Whoa, we're going sir.
Yeah, oh, sorry. I promised my mom I wouldn't say the F word. I'm sorry, mom. Oh.
I doubt your mom's gonna listen to me.
Namesakes.
Namesake.
Namesake. I'm gonna read it because I don't remember it.
I like
the rules of the usage of names in a story you're telling is if you can contact them, you can say their name. But.
Okay.
You have to ask him if it's all right. I'm going to send you a recording of the segment that you're saying using their name in.
Why can't we just make up a name for that?
You can also do that.
How would the public know?
It's, oh my God, it's the point. Like, if you want to use real names, you have to ask for consent, but if you want to just not deal with it,
yeah,
just make up
a fake name.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we can just be like, my friend Billie Jean.
She's just a girl. Oh, fuck. We're going to get copyrighted, guys.
Yeah, I don't think your voice is good enough to kick off.
Oh, fuck you. I'm sorry, mom.
Sorry, mom.
It's like your mom. ¿Qué estás diciendo, mijo?
Yeah, what if your mom just barges in?
Yeah, but like,
beating
so
our ass.
You know, if. Alright, well, y'all kind of shut that down. Okay. But yeah, use a fake name. If y'all are only going to use fake names, then never mind. But time. We are going to keep speaking until 1:15. Before 1:15, you could start up a new subject and it could go on forever and ever. But after 1:15, do not start a new subject.
What do you mean?
Like, after an hour and 15, don't start a new subject. We're going to end it.
Oh.
But, like, if it's, like, a second before hour 15, you can start a new subject. And that's it. That's all I got, guys.
So let's
fucking find out a name.
Let's get called, Tres Leches.
That's pretty good. Okay, start spitting out names. I'm in.
Spitting out names.
Rinky Dinky Cast.
Hooper Stoop.
Rinky Dinky Cast.
Yeah, because this is a rinky.
That's horrible.
But this is a horrible setup.
You know, man, I thought your setup was all right, but you just put yourself down. I'm a little.
Okay, yeah. So just start taking like.
Definitely do
city boys. Start shooting out names.
You said you wanted some fries?
Greg.
You said you wanted some fries.
No, it says, like, I'm ordering food. Do you want some?
Yeah, I do, but
I
wanted to put that too.
What? What are they talking?
Yes or no?
Yes, I want food.
Are you not talking about ordering food, or are you talking about names?
We're talking about ordering food.
We're talking about finding out a name. So just start, you know,
loading
out names.
I'm going to just get you, but I'm going to take your ranch.
I won't take your ranch. Some pretty good names, guys. Alright, you got any? You got some names?
Like real names?
Yeah, real names. It could be a
Greg?
Stupid name. Greg? Okay. But for the podcast.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Are you really just.
Wait.
I wrote it down.
Greg.
I wrote it down.
How can we use the beginnings of our initials?
What?
YouTube. N and V? Wait.
They have no vowels. We can't use
V
it.
And V? Wait.
NVN.
VNA. Who's the A?
NBA.
Okay. So, yeah. You're saying NVN or VNN?
Wait, what's her name? What's
Hannah.
Her name? Hannah.
What's
so,
what's her name?
You know, I don't think we can put those into a word. HNVN.
No, okay.
No,
okay. So, you're thinking NVN, right? Okay. Nope. Never mind. Alright, more names. Manu Ginobili's bald spot.
Oh. Yeah, some bald spot.
Spicy.
world we live in.
Yep. Okay, that's pretty good.
The Milky Way.
The Milky Way.
Milky Way milkshake.
Oh. Is that it? I thought we'd be more creative, guys.
I actually don't even know what we're doing at this point.
We're trying to
first
figure out a name.
Ordering food and then
we're trying to figure out our name right now.
Like,
he's ordering food. That does not. That
why are we writing down names?
So we could, you know, figure out what name we want.
Oh, for
the podcast.
Oh my God, Nico.
That's what we're doing.
Yes,
that's what we're doing.
Oh, I've been saying random shit. Sorry.
Oh,
okay.
I know.
I do like.
Cheese.
Okay.
Cheese.
I like City Boys. That was a good idea.
City Boys.
I mean,
that's a good idea,
man. Okay.
City Boys.
With a Z or an S?
Z.
However you want to do it.
Bro.
There's versatility.
People who use S's.
Nico, could you actually look on your phone and start like looking at Rinky Dinky Cast podcast and the names so, you know, we don't vote on a name and it's ready to take.
Why can't we do this off the podcast?
Because I felt like doing it on the podcast.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to say, don't bang on the table. I just did it. But don't bang on the table.
There's a Pinky Pinky Rinky Dinky podcast.
That's a Pinky Pinky Rinky.
Well, that doesn't matter.
It says Trump turns Twinkie in Helsinki.
Okay. What about you said you wanted some fries podcast?
That's I can
take
no.
I can
take what about
I can tell you no.
Oh, that's a big one. I can tell you no. Okay. What about I won't take your ranch?
No, I don't know about that. No. I think that's a little too extreme. Cause I'm gonna take your ranch.
Huh?
I'm gonna take your ranch. Like you're getting no dipping sauce.
Oh, that's kind of mean, bro.
They didn't give me ranch for my fries. Maybe they give me ketchup. I'll give you my ketchup. But
it doesn't show up. Okay.
We drink and form things.
What about Greg podcast?
Oh, how about?
Why don't we all decide on one that's going to be it, and then we look it up?
Okay, but if we start deciding on that one, and then... Oh, I guess we can do that.
Okay, so let's agree on one right now, and then I'll look it up.
Oh, hold on, we can vote.
Okay,
do
so out of this list...
Well, shut the fuck up, like, give me a second.
Girl.
Oh, hold on, my girlfriend texted me. We're going to take a minute.
How's Kaya doing?
She's good. She's at home right now.
Cool.
Where is I?
How about living? Oh, how about being alive?
I wanted to do like a play on words where like it'd just be annoying for people to say.
What does
like,
post mean?
Huh?
Post?
Post
like,
means
you know
after.
How like there's pre workout and now there's post workout?
It means after.
Is it this one or
this?
How about, what? I was gonna say post corona, but
we're still in it.
what's the word for like now? During. Like, there's another word for during.
I want to do like a play on words.
Surviving.
Yeah.
What about you
I
tell
she,
me?
Isn't she like
huh?
really nice
you stuff? Tell me.
You tell
not
me.
Really.
Like,
no.
Yo, what's the podcast you've been listening to? You tell me.
I don't know about that one.
I've never had a.
Because that makes me think of Change My Mind with Steven
I've
Crowder.
I've never had a conversation.
Huh?
So
Change My Mind with Steven Crowder.
Like, she's always friends with, like, people. She's like.
Well, right, but that's not like
yeah.
a play on words.
No, she's friends with
that, too. Alright, y'all want to vote? For one?
Yeah.
Okay. Pick your five right now.
Five? I'm picking one.
Okay.
Yeah, pick
one. Okay, I picked one too. I just picked one.
Mm-hmm. Make it up. Pick
one. I'm picking two.
Okay, I'll pick two.
I like the one I said, but I like City Boys too. But then City Boys makes me think of like the, what's that one song by?
City Girls?
No, that one song by Tyga.
The Rack City bit.
Rack City.
Yes.
You got it. All right, well, I picked Rinky Dink.
I think City Boys.
You already picked City Boy, didn't you?
No, I like The World We Live In.
Oh, God damn it.
Alright, I can agree on The World We Live In.
Okay, we'll check it out.
Or how can we mix that and that? The World We Live In and the City Boys.
City Boys World We Live In.
World and City Boys.
City Boys Live In.
What?
City Boys World. City Boys Live In, I like that.
Boys Live In the City.
That's a little bland.
Okay. Did you
YZ or IZ?
YZ.
Let's do YZ.
Why, was there already one taken? Oh.
Hey, you're on Nicholas MacBook.
It's just a
skin. Yeah, Marcella said I gotta take Hannah Holmes. City Boys. What is it? We live in? City Boys. What?
City, wait.
What did we agree?
City, okay, we said, okay, the one that won is City Boys.
Uh-huh.
So you gotta look up if City Boys is already taken.
How about the third dimension? No, that's too much.
Let's find out if this is already taken or not.
Okay, yep.
Taken. Damn, on Spotify, it's a paid! I'm sorry, I'm getting on the table.
Okay, so what are we agreeing on?
Okay, so we can't take City, but I'm gonna take that out.
I like the one that, yeah, the World We Live In.
The World We Live In. Bruh, it was the first one.
The World We Live In podcast, listen. Yeah.
Okay, that one's taken. Alright, what about Rinky Dinky Cast?
This man.
Yeah, it's not one. You can do Rinky Dinky Cast.
I don't like the Rinky Dinky.
How about okay. Rinky Dinky Boys?
Oh, I like that.
Why?
Or Rinky Boys.
Rinky Dinky Boys.
No, we're going with Rinky Dinky Boys.
Okay. Rinky, well, check if it's taken.
It doesn't sound very professional.
Hey, who the fuck cares?
True.
This is unprofessional. That's why it's called Rinky Dinky.
Because
it's shit.
Well,
I mean, come on.
Shout
guys.
Out Rinky Dinky Studios.
Wait, is that
Rinky
a place?
Rinky Dinky is a show.
Oh, yeah,
look. Check it out.
Rinky Dinky was a show. You don't remember?
Wait, are we doing Rinky Dinky Boys or just Rinky Dinky?
Rinky Dinky Boys.
We'll check if it's taken.
It's not, because Rinky Dinky Cast didn't have any like similar ones.
You know what I found out the other day?
Hmm.
Do you know how to say season in Spanish?
Season. Like the seasons or like seasoning?
Like
I know
seasoning.
How to say handcuffs. Just say what's random.
You
just say a random name.
Because I found it out. It's called Sazon. Sazon.
I mean, I've never heard anybody say seasoning.
Yeah,
in Spanish.
I think no one's ever said. Hey,
I
bro,
never.
Exactly, bro.
Oh, you mean that seasoning?
Yeah, I mean like.
I thought
like,
you meant like the winter. The
no,
summer.
we just confirmed that.
Okay.
We're
okay.
All right,
bro. I look have to leave.
Okay.
My apologies.
You want,
next
want
time,
to wait
let's
for
not
you?
Do it so late.
Yeah.
I want us to wait for you.
Huh?
I want us to wait for you.
My son wanted to call her. She just texted me.
Like yeah. I could pause it.
You're not coming back.
Okay,
are you gonna come back?
I have to work tomorrow. Like
8 in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that bad? You can get like 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, I need to get in the way.
Excuse me, I just burped. Yeah. What are y'all doing tomorrow?
At work.
What? Until when?
5 to 10.
Alright, we can. I don't really. I work tomorrow.
Come back today?
I go in at
8
and I'll probably get off early.
I have the 18, 19, and 20th off.
Okay, how about I'll text Chad. Where are you working tomorrow?
No.
Okay, so I'll text Chad when I get off, because if you don't go into 5, I'll probably get off like at 12, like normally. Perfect. So we have 5 hours.
So I think I'm just going to combine the two.
Huh?
Bye, everybody.
Do you want to keep going? Or do
yeah.
You bye, Ring.
Sure.
I'm taking my blanket.
You want a space in between the Dinky and the Boys?
Shout out to Crocs. Shout out to Crocs.
Crocs
have
you know
been fired.
You,
50% off, I think, or 30. I think it was like 30% off where I saw it.
What?
I think I saw an
I'm
ad.
I'm gonna get on this. Now that.
I think I saw an ad for Crocs. There, look.
I'll just mute his after he left.
Anyway, buddy, what's the topic you want to talk about?
My ear is ringing.
Your ear's ringing?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of interesting how you can be chilling and I don't know where your ear rings.
Yeah.
There was like a saying.
You know, there's no sound. There's nothing. There's not a sound for nothing.
Whoa, bro.
I can't get that out of my head. No, no, seriously. There's like no sound for nothing.
Okay, well, there's no beginning if there's no end.
You trumped me on that one.
What's infinity?
It's
exactly. Can't comprehend.
I'm petting my dog.
Your own existence is such a minority in the universe.
Damn, Nico walked off on our first podcast.
It's okay. This is just testing.
I mean, this is gonna be a shitty episode.
So, I mean, it's gotta evolve somewhere. You gotta start somewhere.
Exactly.
One step to 1,000 miles. Like I started going to the gym and I didn't realize like my body was so fatigued. So it gets so fatigued easily.
I want to work out again.
I told you, become my gym buddy.
Gym.
Huh?
I don't want to go to the gym.
Why?
Especially with the mask mandate. I already got to wear a mask for work.
Bro, masks are. Look, it's already. Like, you got to look into it. I still. Like, this corona shit really kind of ruined my life.
Ruined everyone's life, bro.
Yeah, like, I know it ruined everyone, but, like, man, I was barely going up. You know what I mean?
I got my shit together.
Exactly, bro.
See that all over Twitter, but it's like, fuck, I'm getting a cramp. But it's actually happening. I should stop playing with this.
Like, I was having my, I finally got out the house. You know what I mean? And I went off to school, trade school.
Lockdown. You know what? Lockdown. I think the lockdown happened the day after we went to Topgolf.
The day what?
The day after we went to Topgolf all together.
Oh, that's true. Yep.
It happened right after.
Yep.
Yep.
That's, shout out to my golfing skills. Very poor to me. I did very poor to
Who won? Me, right?
I don't know. I don't think.
It was
yeah, maybe
me.
You. But it's a fucking lockdown. You know, the economy was doing shit. But we're coming up. Coming up. The thing about that is that.
Are you ever going to go back to San Marcos?
I don't know. Are you going back to school? That's
online? I'm in school. Not online? Yeah, of course.
I'm
going back to school and it's not online.
No.
I want to go back to school.
No, like, are you going to school that's not online?
No, I'm saying when...
So you're only doing online school?
No, when you can go into the classroom, are you
going
to go back? Yeah.
If I can, yeah. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. That's why I started Postmates. I'm bored.
Me too.
I picked up
Okay, I say I'm bored, but I've been working on this. I've been working on the podcast a lot. And it took me quite some time. You know when I, what's it called? I thought about the podcast in January. It was just an idea.
Oh.
And then lockdown happened, and I was like, I'm going to make this fucking happen. And then here we are.
I'm getting a call from Los Angeles. What the hell is this?
Answer it on speaker.
You think it's a spam call? Hello?
Hello, this is Postmates?
Yes.
Hey, I'm at Jack in the Box right now, and as soon as I pull up, they told me they're out of a lot of things, including they're out of ranch. They don't have any boxes for large fries.
Can they just put the fries in a bag and give me other sauces?
Are y'all able to put the fries in, like, two of the small or something like that?
Yeah. Or just put the fries in the... Just tell her she can, like, just put how many fries I need that I ordered into the bag. I don't need no box or anything. Just put them in the bag.
Can you put the amount of fries for the large in the bag?
Sure. There is no way that I can serve these large fries at all. Completely. At all.
Don't bring low on fries. That's what you're saying.
Tell her... Look, bro, I just want my food, man. How tell me what can you do, bro? Like, can I just get my food?
Well, what can you do? Because you already pay. You can pay for it. This proposal thing.
Can I just get curly fries or like what? Can I just?
Can you get curly fries?
Instead. Awesome.
I appreciate that. Thank you for having the patience.
Tell him you're on a, he's on a podcast.
You're on the podcast. So, all right, man.
I got you. I'll be there.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, hey, give me whatever sauces or ketchup. I don't know. It's anything.
Ketchup.
Ketchup, barbecue, okay. Anything. All right.
I got you. Barbecue and ketchup.
All right, thank you. That was interesting. Yeah, bro.
You thought it was in Los Angeles.
I was like,
what's it called? I got a call from like Maine.
Maine?
Yeah, or like a text from like Maine, and it was Postmates.
Oh.
It's just like, okay.
Yeah. You know, I appreciate the patience he had, cause dude, earlier when I was doing a Postmates delivery, this man ordered Dunkin' Donuts. I'm like, all right, I'm just get some coffee. Bang, bang, you know, some quick money. And it turns out this man ordered a dozen of donuts, and each donut was a different flavor. And I could hear it in the manager. I think it was a manager that was like, how can I, you know, he was getting the order through the drive thru. I'm like, yeah, can I have one? I'm like, I told him, like, heads up, I'm like, this is for Postmates. I'm sorry, but like, can I get a sprinkled strawberry flavored, a sour cream flavored, chocolate
sour cream?
Yeah, I know they have sour cream flavored. I don't know what the hell
that's
that
a bagel.
Is. Yeah, no, but it's for a donut. And the chocolate sprinkles, and then just on and on, different donuts. And this man, I hear him like, it was like 12 donuts, all different flavors. It's outrageous. You know what? The worst part was no tip. No tip.
Oh, fuck him. You should have dropped it in the ditch.
I did. I just, they're like, leave that door. I just left it. On the, like, I didn't even lift. They had a little carpet, like a little welcome carpet. And it was like a shitty apartment complex anyway, but I just left it not on the carpet. I left it like in this dirty spot. I'm like, here's your tip, bitch. Like,
oh, wait, do you see the tip before you go into the?
No, I just see the amount of money I'm getting. I just got.
Oh, but after?
Yeah.
So actually, how did you know not to put it on the mat?
Well, he was already being rude.
Okay.
Dude, he ordered 12 different types of donuts without thinking I'm going to have like two. Like, that's kind of rude. I don't know. He didn't give me tip anyway.
Yeah, I don't understand why people think they have to be mean to get like a refund or anything. Because once you're yelling and like being mean and raising your voice, the employees already think they can't do anything.
Yeah.
So they're not gonna try to do anything.
I almost thought I lost my food right now.
Huh?
I almost thought I lost my food.
Yeah.
I was like, oh please no! I just.
I mean, the guy wasn't yelling either, or the manager wasn't yelling either, and it was pretty nice. Well, I mean, he
I don't know. I just don't, like, they're like, I can't put the fries because I don't have a large enough cup for it. I'm like, put the fries in the bag. I don't care. Just put them in the bag. And they're your fries, too, the ones over for you.
Yeah, so I heard. But yeah, just be nice to your, to the workers.
Yeah.
And
you know,
they'll help you out.
Yeah, and you know what? There's this one lady who ordered, like, $60 worth of food from, like, 54th Street.
They didn't tip you at all?
Dude. It was a gated community. Not just that, there was a guard. Like, they had a whole ass person telling people, like, and they had to call in, like, did you order food? And I'm like, yeah. And then she left. She's like,
Where was this? Well, I forgot to ask this. I'll ask Nico too. Do y'all care if we share a location?
What do you mean?
Not like posted on the post, but like we just talk about it.
What do you mean? How we're
like
San
our
Antonio?
City. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we're in San Antonio.
Yeah, I'll ask Nico if he's okay with it. I'm okay with it, but.
Dude, yeah, San Antonio is a big city. There's a lot of people.
You're right, but.
It's like I forgot, like 50 families moving to San Antonio every day. Something
really?
Like that. Yeah. I won't tell her.
I never know that. I just know we got, what? Two mil? 2 mil now?
We're one of the fastest growings in the city. Fast growing city in the States.
Austin's beating us, too.
Yeah, but Austin's, I don't know.
I wouldn't move to Austin.
You want
to
move to Austin?
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Definitely
not. You'd
get around faster in a bike.
Austin traffic's horrendous.
There's no way to fix it. The infrastructure's terrible.
Like, it's just
It's just because it was an old city. Yeah. They can't really do anything. I mean, San Antonio was also an old city, but they kind of...
We got the Alamo.
They figured it out.
We're the pride of Texas, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, I don't like that they only put the Alamo there and then put pavement everywhere else. I feel like they should have gave it at least a meter of dirt, you know?
I don't know. The bullet holes are still there.
Yeah. there's a bullet like lodged in there somewhere. I remember I went there in the 5th grade.
Me too, I think somewhere around there.
What podcast do you listen to other than Joe Rogan?
Well, I listen to Ben Shapiro, Joey Diaz. You know, I'm controversial, man.
I know that, but you don't listen to anything for fun?
Joey Diaz.
I don't know.
You've never listened to
Joey. I don't know.
If you listen to Joey Diaz, you're like, he smokes weed. He talks about, you know, back in the day, how people just like shanked each other. He talks about crazy shit.
I listen to Two Bears, One Cave. You know what that is?
No.
Do you know who Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer is?
Bro, and you don't know who Joey Diaz is? If you know who Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer is?
You don't know what Two Bears, One Cave is? No, I never heard of Joey Diaz.
No. I listen to the Monday Morning Podcast with Bill Burr.
With who?
Bill Burr.
I don't know who that is.
Bro, they're all in like one area. Literally, like Bert Kreischer. Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura. Well, Bert Kreischer's comedy is okay, but Tom Segura's comedy is A1.
Okay, okay, but like, I'm sorry, no offense to Bert Kreischer, but like, he's funny. He's actually funny, but not. Funny. But okay, on stage he's pretty funny, but he's more funny when he's candid.
Oh yeah.
Like on his podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
He goes on these. Have you heard his laughing bits?
It's.
I want to show you one, but I don't want to put it on the podcast.
I like how he's shirtless. That takes balls.
Yeah. Oh, he's trying to go. No, he's trying to steer away from shirtless now.
Yeah, it's probably more family friendly, you could say.
He doesn't want to be more family friendly. He just doesn't want to. He doesn't want that image anymore. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. And I think he's trying to lose weight or something.
He's
yeah.
going on a.
Tom Segura.
He's not doing very good at it.
Yeah, I bet not. He was there was a clip on the Joe Rogan podcast where he was like, I'm stopping drinking. And he's like, maybe only on the weekends. Like Friday, Saturday.
Tom Segura?
No, Bert Kreischer.
No, he's broken it. He went sober for like a week maybe. But you know how he doesn't count. You know how people, when they say they're sober for how many days, they mean like in a row?
Yeah.
He doesn't count like that. He's like, these were the days that I have been sober. Not consecutive.
Yeah, try telling like crackheads that. I pulled up on you know, quote unquote, tweaker. And I was like, cracker tweak. And he was like, this was like at 1 a.m. I'm picking up a friend in the hood. She needed a ride. She was drunk. And I'm like, okay, I'm that type of friend. And there's this guy dancing in a Big Lots parking lot. I go up to him, I'm like, cracker tweak. He looks at me. He's like, actually, I'm a heroin addict.
<I'm> like, wait, where was this?
This was like in Southside San Antonio. In the hood area. Like, I'm just like the streets all fucked up. There's cops everywhere. And like, he's like dancing like he's jamming out. He's not listening to music. He's
you seen those back when Vine was a thing, there was these vines of just people talking, and you would think that they're talking through Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And then they turned ahead, there's no Bluetooth, and people would just start walking away.
Oh my god.
Who's that?
My Postmates order. Just got no wonder here.
It's like moving. I put the
your insulation.
No, the blue blanket there for a green screen effect.
Does it?
It works, but not how I wanted it to.
Oh.
Cause like it I don't explain.
Like
this.
We can't put a dragon there.
No, like so you would put the whatever you wanted for the green screen, and it wouldn't just use the blue. It would use everything else, but only show in the blue. You know what I'm talking about? So like there'll be video. There would be still parts of the video. But around the blue screen.
Yeah.
But it won't show. Like it only show what's on that part of the screen, where the blue screen is. And I thought if I just did that, it would like shorten up and squish and.
No, it doesn't work.
No, so I gotta move it up because my head is in front of it. So I wanna do this thing called a picture in a picture, and I can just.
Well, I don't know what that is.
It's just, you know, you just have a video and you press picture in a picture. It's an iMovie. Term, and then you just kind of move it, make it as big as you want, and it's just there. It's not a green screen, you just put it over anything you want.
Cool. Fuck it.
That's what I want to do, but my head is in the way. I shouldn't have done that.
Man, your walls aren't thick at all. Jesus, bro. Does your mom know when you went? You went,
hold on. I bet she knows. I bet your mom knows, bro.
I'm gonna not talk about it for respect for Kaya.
Okay. But respect for Kaya. Yeah, my bad. My bad, Kaya. I said Kaya. I miss her. I haven't seen her in a minute.
Yeah. Maybe she'll come by tomorrow.
You know, there's no... What did you say earlier about the silence? That there's no sound to silence?
Yeah. What about it?
That's so trippy. I
started thinking about that. No, but no, like, you ever just been alone?
And you're just, I'm like, alone a lot.
No, like, you're alone.
I've said single.
You're not, like, listening to music. You're not playing video games. You're not watching TV. You're just in your bed. A lot of times at night, and you're just kind of listening. You just hear the air conditioning go. Sometimes it turns off, and you just hear white noise.
Oh, white noise. Well, not really, because I always have a fan on. I can't sleep without a fan. Most Texans.
Well, usually when I hear that white noise, I'm like, I need to turn on my fan, and then I turn on my fan.
Oh, but if I don't have my fan, like, if let's say the power goes off, oh, hell no. My ears start ringing, like I just start, and like, I meditate, and it goes away.
Yeah.
One time I meditated following this, that, you know, that ring. Like, when it's quiet and you hear that ring, mm-hmm. I followed it, and I had the trippiest dream ever.
I want to try lucid dreaming.
I lucid dream every night.
Like, every time I, you know how they say you have to, like, put your hands by your side and, like, stay straight or whatever, and you can't move for, like, a minute, can't open your eyes? Sometimes I'm just like, what if I just move my thumb a bit? Just keep...
I can teach you how.
How do you do it?
But explain, I think, to me. I don't think you're going to like 12, it. 15. Well, the way I do it. Well, I just sleep.
Lucid dreaming?
Yeah. I just, like...
Well, isn't it the same way for, like, the same way you could do it? Like, well, isn't it the only way, the only...
No, I mean, even me just sleeping, I lucid dream almost every night. But that's because I meditate, though. Guess. I meditate every day. That's my medicine.
I mean, I've been having really weird dreams.
Bro, you could not imagine the dreams I have. Every night, every dream I have, it feels like I wake up and it was like 2 weeks later. I wake up, I look at my hands, I'm like, oh shit, I'm in the 3D again.
I think two nights ago, my dream was, I woke up like to go to work, and then I just, something happened, I just forgot. And I was supposed to go to work at 11, and it was like 2 p.m. I didn't go. And they called me, and they were like, hey, we're just wondering if you're gonna come into work. And I go, no, I don't think I am. And they're like, oh, okay, and then just hung up. That's it. That's all the dream was.
Your mind fucks with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you'd like lucid dream if you... Because if you're like running in your lucid dream, you're running. You know what I mean? Like,
I had this history professor not in high school, in college. And he's the type. He's not a hippie though.
Not a hippie.
He's, God, I don't know. He was Mexican. He was very Mexican. I don't mean to be derogatory in any way, but like,
I'm a Mexican.
I know, but like,
he's a beaner.
His culture is super. What Mexican culture would be, you know?
Dude, that's me.
I know, but like, you know, he's living with my mom. He's always talking about having beans and
that's
like,
literally me, bro.
And he's talking about like all these things and he smokes and he does like shrooms. Well, he does natural shrooms. He knows every type of shroom, where they grow in Texas.
Oh.
And he even said that they were on the campus. He's not going to point them out, though. And where was I going with this? I lost my track.
Shrooms. He knows where all the shrooms are.
No, where was I going with? Oh, okay, so he was saying that he lucid dreams a lot. And he's lucid dreams in the hallways of the college, just flying, like, you know Gmod, when he's going like that?
What?
Like, the arms were out in Gmod?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so... In any video game, when there's a character, like a humanoid character, to design them, they kind of like their arms are straight out and their legs are straight and their head are up and stuff. They're like just like that, like a T pose almost.
Oh, okay.
He was going like that around the around the hallway, and then the second time it was he said it looked like when he was being picked up by his like chin and just dragged around the hallway.
Oh god. That must be terrifying.
No, he said he was controlling it.
Oh shoot.
He was doing it for fun and stuff, and he was
He's probably astral projecting.
Hmm?
Astral projecting? Where you like release your soul from your physical vessel.
Well, that's the thing. He never, like, wouldn't that mean like you could see yourself?
Yeah. I've done
it. He would wake up, he would start his dream in his classroom.
Oh my.
Go out the door.
That's something
else. And then fly around the hallway. And I think he would go out. Oh, your food's here? Well, I don't want to be alone. Alright, I'll wait. Give me.
You can always cut out the part where,
I was probably gonna do that.
No.
Oh my god, Nico already left. Since I not get ready for the mic, I'll.
Huh?
You just get in the mic and I'll go talk about it.
What if my mic's not been on?
Oh. No, it's been on. Nico's is still on. I'm just gonna cut that part out and just delete it because I don't want the white noise.
The white noise?
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to, like, you know how in podcasts they just, like, stop what they're doing and they do their sponsors?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. It's fucking annoying.
Midway, let's do our sponsors midway.
And so, like, no, but I don't want to do that.
So you want to do it, like, before the podcast?
I don't want to do it before either. I hate doing that. I want to do it after. But I had this idea. Like, if we had a sponsor that gave us, like, a written script, then we would have instruct put the what's it called, the job on one person to put it in the podcast where it makes sense, you know what I mean, like to talk it in,
bro.
It makes no sense, but like if, say if we're talking about like Gatorade and for some reason we have a sponsor for Gatorade, we'd just be like, hey, you know, I get Gatorade for 15% off. You're like, what, how? With this promo code.
I see where you're going with that, but
I don't want, because people just they record their sponsor and then they just cut it in the middle of the video. I don't want to do that. What we could do is do something like that, but we would put it in where on segments we want to take out.
Okay.
And back to work.
I was thinking like, and chill with sponsors. Who's gonna sponsor us right now? Sponsors.
Okay, well, I was gonna ask Marco, Nico's dad.
Sponsor us?
Not to give us money, but, you know, for that. Because I don't want to just start talking about something and then just cut to another part because we have to cut something out of the segment. So I would use his commercial and put it in there and then just continue from there.
What does Nico's dad do?
He cleans houses.
Oh. Or this would be only for like San Antonio people.
Yeah. Oh, he's got he does Austin too. What the fuck was that?
That was my foot, buddy.
Oh, did I not get fries?
Hmm? Yeah, you did. I was actually eating your fries right now.
Oh, bruh.
Well, you know they gave me extra fries, so like I got you a small fry, but they gave me a large because you know.
I kind of feel like Nico left his headset.
So, bro, what the hell is this? What the hell is this? Is this fried onion? Anyway. Or look, the way Ben Shapiro does his advertisement, he'll be talking and making a strong point, and he'll be like, oh, by the way, blah, 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 you know, like.
He'll make it fit, or what?
Yeah, he'll be talking about something. And I know where he's like, if you ever,
Oh, out of nowhere. I hate that shit. Like, I remember watching a podcast. No, watching, listening. Right, and they were laughing. They were, like, throwing a laughing fit. And then right in the middle of the laughing fit, they put up a sponsorship. And so I was just like, ah! Have you ever, aren't you tired of wiping your ass with paper, you know? And it's like... It was like a bidet commercial or whatever, and then they finish and they go, and
what the hell?
Annoying.
What would you, aren't you tired wiping your ass with paper? to a wipeys, I guess.
It was Tishy.
Oh.
It, do you know what that is?
Tissues?
Tishy.
Oh, no.
It's a bidet. You know what a bidet is?
I know what a bidet is.
No, a bidet.
I know what a bidet is. Bidet.
It's the thing that sprays your butthole with water.
Oh!
I want one.
Like the Japanese toilets?
I wipe too harsh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Sometimes I just put a little bit of water, but, you know, I don't think wiping our... How we wipe our ass is a good topic.
Well, I just want a bidet.
Bidet. I saw the toilets at Costco. The ones that, you know, they spray water up your ass.
At Costco?
Yeah,
at
Costco. Got a little buddy and shit. The future is here, buddy. The future is here.
No, it's because the whole toilet paper problem would go away if we had bidets.
Oh my god. You might want to cut out 80.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna just take a bite and put it away.
That's cool.
I'll get you later.
No, I was thinking about that too, like ordering us food, but then I was like, I don't want the chewing in the podcast, but, you know,
shout out Jack in the Box.
Yeah, except for not getting us our fucking fries.
Yeah, except for that little customer service intervention.
They're not known for that. I knew there was a girl in high school that worked at Jack in the Box, and all she would do was tell off customers. Like, that was, like, the whole reason she was there.
Some people do the weirdest things. So I haven't seen you in a minute, bro.
Neither.
I don't know how long it's been.
You know, I made this podcast so we could be closer together.
Thank you, man.
I don't want to shake your hand with my selfie as hands.
I love you, right? Even though we don't talk. I don't talk to anyone anyway.
Neither.
I say it's Kiara's fault. She took her friendship away. Kaya's fault. I just said Kiara. I have a friend who went missing. Her name's Kiara. If you find Kiara, think she's alive, let me know.
That sounds familiar.
White girl? Blue eyes?
I mean, there's a lot of thick blue-eyed white girls.
Exactly.
She was from O'Connor?
No, I met her from another friend that I met in different school. But anyway, we should chill on the chewing, to be honest.
I'll cut it out.
Anyway, so I was gonna say I forgot. Sorry. What I was gonna say.
That was funny. It was just a loud pop. I shouldn't have. I broke one of our rules. You're not supposed to acknowledge shit like that.
Yep. Oh, we're acknowledging chewing. Hmm? We're acknowledging chewing.
I could take it out still. I mean, chewing sounds gross, so we could take it out.
You know how I told you I wanted light ice? No ice.
Someone once put in extra light ice. I only gave them 4 ice cubes.
I can only do 4 ice cubes. To say that they just put them in their head and all dirty.
I didn't count it. I just did a little scoop of what I thought would be extra light ice, and it happened to be 4 ice cubes. So I was super tempted to give him only 1.
Do you even work? You work still?
Oh yeah.
Where?
I don't want to say the name. I work at this very exquisite movie theater where
you work at
it's
movie?
Like it's like a drive-in, but there's also dine-in. Like, you could go park and
most
sit.
Most of them are there.
Huh?
Most of them are like that. Is it the one you're
near? No, but like, you're dine-in and you can watch the movie, so.
Is it the one you're here?
Huh?
Is it the one near here?
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh. What the fuck? Well, I don't think it's private information for you telling that I work at Lowe's.
I mean, it's up to you. I just don't want to really talk about my place of work so much.
What is it, Raider?
Yeah, so what do you want to be again, an engineer?
Mechanical engineer, studying.
What does mechanical engineers do?
A lot of people ask me that. I'm not sure how to answer it. But I, you know, oh shit. I want to, you know, because, you know, engineers, they work on project. I'm super gassy.
Turn off your ringer, man. Turn off your ringer.
It was off.
That was loud.
No. I don't know what that was about. That wasn't even my phone. Oh, it was the computer.
Huh.
I don't know how to turn that off, but, oh, shit. I have a friend that just sent me a video of when we went 0-60 in the parking lot in my car.
Oh, so you're just admitting to a crime, sir? No, I'm playing.
There's no speed limits in a parking lot.
Holy shit, man. Huh. That's true. There's no speed limits at a parking lot.
No, there wasn't that one. But
there was? Oh.
Yeah, it's only on the exits.
What is it, like 20? 15? No, it'd be like 5,
it
right?
It got lowered. I think it was 10.
My honey mustard is warm. Anyway. So, I've been thinking about, because I always get those ads that, like, whoever said patience wasn't a bad thing, go to ITT Tech and learn how to become a mechanic in 9 months. And I'm like, oh.
Okay, but that's not the same thing I'm doing.
I know.
Okay.
The
I want to work mainly in design.
Design?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about.
I'm probably gonna have to get like a hard hat job though. First.
I'm thinking about trying to find a school that I can become a plumber. Plumbers make a lot of money, and if you have your own plumbing business, oh come on.
Someone's gotta take care of the septic tank.
Hey, septic tanks are a bitch. Talking about septic tanks, how do you? No, Raider, don't touch my food. So, like, I ever...
You should put it up here.
Well, it'll be in the way. Did I ever tell you how, like, our septic tank failed? Like, stopped working?
I don't even know.
Or not, like, stopped working. Like, it was, like, overflowed, and, like, the pipes were, like... So, my septic tank went to shit, basically.
Yeah.
And we had to dig out, like, huge amounts of dirt and then work on it. And holy shit, it takes forever.
I hope it doesn't off the camera.
Well, I'm freaking hungry. Anyway, why don't you join the gym with me?
It's just a mask mandate, though. I hate.
So what?
I hate wearing the mask.
You don't have to wear it in the gym. I mean, you do, but you don't.
Yeah, I see.
People run without their masks.
I'm a good human being, so yeah.
Me too. I wear my mask when I'm running, but honestly. It's helping you out with your breathing, though. You're, like, having to, like, you know, breathe in more.
No. At work?
I think you're being, you know, a pussy.
A little bitch.
A little bitch.
I'm a little bitch.
Just join the gym.
I just want to wait.
And they have this offer. No, you can't say you just want to wait.
No, I want to wait until the mask mandate's off.
To the what?
The mask mandate's gone.
Mask mandate?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a real thing.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You don't have to wear a mask.
Yes, you do.
Only if you go inside places, whatever.
Is the gym not a place?
Hmm?
Is the gym not a place?
Yeah, but, like, people were, like, running well with their masks on. You know, no one's going to be like, hey! You know?
You're going to run after them.
It's already been proven that if you work out, you get, like, a good amount of sleep, taking vitamins, you're eating right. What's the problem is... people having shitty immune systems because we're eating fucking fries like that or eating Cheetos or stuff like that. The cure to, you know, not getting, you know, not dying, I guess, when we're young, well, older people is another thing, is to have a good immune system. I eat right most of the time. I take my vitamins
that's
in the morning.
That's how it works.
I get a good night's sleep. I work out. I get sunlight. Vitamin D. Did you know that corona, it pretty much dies out in the sun? Like, let's say you cough, and there's sunlight. You cough in sunlight, kind of dies. Mostly dogs. Been proven. I saw it somewhere. Like, if you Google it, it's gonna show you that it does that. And people think that protests didn't like make corona more spread. Come on. Do you think protests didn't like help spread the infection?
You saying that it did or didn't?
Do you think it did or didn't?
It had to.
Obviously, right? Come on. It's like, hey.
But I'm not gonna say that we shouldn't protest.
Oh yeah, but like,
it's just
so we gotta protest, like, hey, yeah, you know, but like, there's a pandemic.
I thought it was pretty I don't know how to say this, but you know how people like in regular protests they do go with face masks so they don't get identified, and like, you know, police would target that, obviously, like before the Rona times. But like, if they see like a face mask, they'd be like, he's trying to do some shady shit. But like, everybody's got it.
So you remember when Elon Musk was sending like those drones in the sky and people were recording it and making it look, and they were like, oh my god, the aliens are here. So a couple celebrities caught it on tape, and someone was saying that Tom Hanks is like the leader of the celebrity alien, like that, like Tom Hanks is an alien, and there's a bunch of other celebrities like Justin Bieber, and I can't remember the names, but like Tom Hanks is like the leader, and he's the one that goes up to you and tells you to join.
Okay. Clearly, fucking this stupid world is gone.
It's stupid.
Mad son. If this concludes to that, all celebrities that are in a high place in this world are aliens, I believe. It was aliens, or they're being controlled. Do you know what that CIA program, the one that got people to control minds?
Name in Canada.
I
can't remember what it's called, but yeah, they did it in Canada, right? They
yeah.
They got this lady. She came in with like headaches or something. They put her in her coma and they replayed, you killed someone. And then she woke up and she was like, I killed this person.
Yeah. And that was like in the 60s, 70s. How do you think that should,
aren't the Kennedy files coming out soon?
It's all fake. We live in a fake ass world. The truth is not real. And then the lies are not the truth. It's all fucked. I gave up on the world a long time ago.
Oh yeah.
Area 50. We should actually go to Area 51 and raid it again.
It's just an Air Force base.
It's just an Air Force base. Here we have it, folks.
No, it literally is just an Air Force base.
Yeah, it's just Air Force. Like, okay, it's like, yeah, the Pentagon is like just an office.
What?
Do you know what the Pentagon is?
It's where, like, the defense stuff. I don't know what they do there.
Secretary of Defense is? Possibly.
No, I don't know what the, I know that, like, the second. I don't know what they do there.
Bro. Let's just say it's a very special place. Very special people.
Okay, so I was watching the movie Dick Cheney with the vice president of Bush. The son, the junior.
George Bush Jr.?
Yeah, the George W. Bush Jr.
Okay.
The son, like Dick Cheney was his vice president.
Okay.
They were in the Pentagon when 9/11 happened. I think. I'm not sure if I'm getting that wrong.
Fact check.
Let's find out. They're probably not gonna like have an exact answer.
I say that each and every president before Trump, all of them were, like, to George Bush, all of them were just puppets. Clearly, none of them.
Lincoln?
No, like,
James
up to,
Polk?
No, on, up to
Washington?
George Bush. Up to
Madison?
Up to the first George Bush.
Huh?
Like, all the presidents
yeah.
After George Bush. Not Trump, though.
I don't know.
I want to put my controversial views.
They're just puppets. I thought you were talking about everyone. I accidentally put George Bush Jr. big black cock.
Well, So if that's what your autocorrect did, so what have you been searching up?
Okay,
lately?
Well, BBC is also a media outlet, so.
Okay, that's a good recovery. Good recovery. I wouldn't mind if you were gay, bro. I'd still love you.
Hmm?
I wouldn't mind if you were gay. I'd still love you.
Well, I have a girlfriend.
Okay. What do you think about most gay people who had a wife, but they're secretly gay?
Huh?
Oh.
Oh, he was in a plane.
He was in a plane?
Yeah. On a plane. He was on Air Force One.
I say that. One time I got really, you know, elevated, you could say, a long time ago. I came to the conclusion that the government did 9/11 so that we could monopolize the military industrial complex. So that we can implement fear upon the people on this fake terror group that has probably hired actors, and so that we can put more money into the military.
That is such a stretch of a conspiracy theory. All right, we passed 15.
What do you want to talk about?
That's it? I mean, we don't want to start anything new. I mean,
anything
I
new?
Don't really want to talk about 9/11 too much.
Oh, true. Let's not talk about 9/11. We're going to get shot. Like, there's this one thing. Can I say it?
Like, go ahead. I might.
So there's a conspiracy out there that Obama's gay. Michelle Obama's a transgender.
I heard that one.
And there's a lady who did an interview about that. Uh-huh. And you know where she is?
Yeah.
6 feet below. She, out of nowhere, for some fucking reason, she died.
Okay.
For saying that.
I don't. That's such a coincidence. There would be no reason. There would be no reason for Obama to kill someone just because he's coming out as gay. He would probably embrace that.
Okay, what about Michelle Obama being transgender? I'm not saying there's anything wrong, but I mean, oh shit.
She's rocking it, so.
Yeah, you know, if you Google Michelle Obama pregnant, you find no pictures of her pregnant.
Really?
We're probably gonna get killed for that. I was just playing, y'all. That shit's not real.
I want to test it.
Do it. Michelle Obama pregnant.
How do you spell Michelle?
M-I-C-H-E-E. No, 20. Two L's.
George Bush gave her candy.
Whoa.
You didn't see that?
How do you want to end this?
Look. We're just talking about transgender. Boom. An article saying you really think Michelle Obama is a woman. There's a bulge.
Exactly, bro. There's a bulge. Exactly.
That's just... Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, there's something there.
We should end it.
It's a good talk.
I don't know how to end it, though.
Well.
I mean, this is our first episode, so, you know, nothing perfect's going to happen from this.
I know, but we can only move on.
Yeah, hopefully we get better.
It was great seeing you, buddy.
Probably.
It's been a while.
Definitely did not think Nico would walk off half of it.
It's okay.
I think we did pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. That's all we're going to. I guess subscribe.
what would be the, like, if we were on YouTube, what would be the first, like, what would be the picture there? Like, you know how Joe Rogan does it?
Oh,
like this?
You know, it's already too late.
Or maybe
I'll talk about it next week.
Maybe we can have one with when Nico was there. Or, I mean, there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so, well.
How do we just press?